Rock Hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And Tausch mentioned, did you call Schneider a genius there? Is that what you called him?
Oh, for trading Russ.
Yeah.
And getting out of that contract and getting all them picks.
So is he more of a genius?
Yeah, it's a genius move.
Is he more of a genius than Goody, who on this date in 2023 traded Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? The Gutenator,
Schneider was definitely more of a genius because he got a haul, whereas Goody ended up getting 2 seconds, correct? Is that what ended up being?
Two and seconds? The pick swap, which I know you liked very much, the pick swap.
I forgot about the pick swap that probably set back the New York Jets not being able to get their tackle. And
correct.
Belichick the other day actually said, you know what? Well, yeah, we traded. We kind of had an idea what the Jets wanted. We knew what Pittsburgh wanted. And, yeah, we knew who we wanted. We got who we wanted. And if it can stick it to the New York Jets, we're not mad about it. So he obviously wanted to stick it to the New York Jets.
So do you think Goody – I know Goody's not thinking – it was funny because I had a few people ask me with some of the things he said on Monday if he was referring to Aaron Rodgers. I really don't believe they think about Aaron Rodgers anymore. I don't. Not in the building.
I agree.
But if he had a Coors Light in his beer fridge and you and I swung over to his palatial estate and we were just sitting and drinking beers, or I was drinking root beer in his garage, do you think he would say, you know what? I know it's the 1 year anniversary of me trading Aaron Rodgers, but damn, I wish it was the 2 year anniversary of me trading Aaron Rodgers. Because then I would have dealt him before the 2022 season and gotten a bigger haul, trading the back-to-back four-time NFL MVP, and we ended up going 8-9 anyway when we kept him. What do you think?
Yeah, that is a great question that I think should be pullable. Because we all know now, and hindsight is always a great predictor of what things are going to do. And last year, I think at this time, we all knew that eventually he was going to get traded to the Jets when he came out on McAfee. But before that, there was still it's really difficult because we didn't know if Jordan Love was ready.
Correct.
That was a component to it.
Mm-hmm.
But after Green Bay lost to Detroit and Rodgers walked off with Cobb and everything else, the question that everybody on our post-game show and everybody else, well, what's the difference? Why would you bring him back? You didn't make the playoffs with him. And, you know, discounting the fact that he busted his thumb in London and everything else, people don't care. Show me that baby. Show me them results is what Packer fans were saying. And I get it. So if Goody had to look back, there still are variables. It's easy to say Denver hired Hackett. Denver would have given up more than what they did for Russell Wilson.
I
firmly believe they would have.
Mm-hmm.
They would have gotten, and let's go back and look at the haul that the Denver Broncos gave. They gave up Fant, the tight end. They gave up another player, I believe, and I think 2 firsts or a first and a second. I don't necessarily – Jason will, I'm sure,
find
that.
I got it, yep. The Broncos gave up 5 draft picks, including 2 first-rounders, plus 3 players, including Fant. They got Wilson – and they got a 4th-round pick back. I don't know what came of that 4th-round pick, but 5 draft picks, 3 players for Russell Wilson.
So 8 players in total, is that accurate?
Yeah, and they got Wilson and a pick back, so I guess it's a 6-person swing.
So a net of 6. I would think that had, as desperate as Denver was, and we knew that they wanted Rodgers, I don't think it's a stretch to say we'd have gotten 3 firsts and probably Fant and maybe someone else. And if Goody knew now what he didn't know then, he makes the move. He makes the move, no question about it.
The picks were 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a 5th. The players were Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and defensive tackle Shelby Harris. So if you say like the 5th-rounder and the 4th-rounder kind of cancel themselves out, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 3 players. And I don't care what you think of Drew Lock, Goody liked him enough that he thought about him at 12 in the 2019 draft, though. Suddenly now you got Drew Lock, and you got Jordan Love, and they compete to be the starter. And you got four picks, two first, two seconds. Or you get even more because Aaron Rodgers is at the top of his game, having won back-to-back MVPs and wanting to play for Nathaniel Hackett. Hindsight is 20/20. So, I get
it's
it.
It's super easy to look at it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But had the Packers done what they did the 2 years before, which, by the way, that same quarterback was the MVP
right.
for both years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The amount of stones it would have taken for the Gutenator to make this move.
More than the Favre trade?
Oh, God, yes.
I agree.
Not even close. I don't think it's close.
How harshly criticized, though, would he have been, given that their 2021 season ended with them being a number one seed, having a bye, and then getting beat at home against San Francisco, in which they scored one offensive touchdown? I got to be honest. And Rodgers hadn't really gone too far over the edge with some of his conspiracy theorism and everything else. I'd be curious. I wish we could go back in time and have him make the trade, because I don't think Packers fans would have murdered him for the trade. I think they would have said, we got a lot for Rodgers. I want to see what Love can do. Maybe I'm wrong. But trading a back-to-back MVP would have taken stones, there's no doubt. And he would have gotten criticism. But I would be curious to know if it would be as harsh as you would think it would be, given the circumstances.
So the interesting part of that is, last year when this trade, at the anniversary of this trade, and I know people are like, why are you talking about Rodgers? It's the anniversary of the trade. That's why we're talking. But the amount of pushback and vitriol that Goody got for making that trade, and when Mark Murphy broke the news on WIA telecast with old boy from Chippewa Falls or La Crosse.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
Was nothing.
Right.
Was
right.
nothing.
It was very minuscule.
And the amount of vitriol Ted took for trading Brett was high. Jesse Nelson didn't even give up on it. He said, to hell with the Packers. I'm going with Favre.
Right.
There was nobody that said, to hell with the Packers. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. So he would have taken some grief, but I would argue, again, we won't be able to tell, but I would argue if he made that move after the San Fran game and when, by the way, Aaron Rodgers talked about that could have been his last game and we all poo-pooed, and I think you came on and said, hold up, there's some smoke here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have taken some, but not nearly as much as Ted took for trading Brett for a third-round pick in August than what Brian Gutekunst would have taken. And there is no doubt now, looking back, and I remember when Danny from Bristol called, and he'd been telling me for years that this was the move to make. And I now have to tell him, you were right. And it ain't easy to do because Danny and Bristol can be a real pain in the you-know-what.
But I've heard that.
I think any Packer fan that looks back at it now would say, yes, he should have made that move, and they'd be right.
And just for I assume that you got a couple of social media posts or a text message about why are we talking about Rodgers. Look, this is interesting in that it's not about Rodgers. It's about where would the team be, especially when you look at how badly things turned out for the Broncos. Like what the Broncos had happen, and I'm not being mean-spirited toward our friends with the Bucks, but like the Bucks went out and got Dame Lillard. The whole idea was that was going to be helping them win a championship. If they get knocked out in the first round, it's kind of the same concept. Like you made a big move, and it didn't work. And so if it did not work for the Broncos, would Rodgers have worked out better? Yes. I don't think there's any question. But, again, it would have taken so much to – I mean, remember, this team now has parted ways in successive off seasons with Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers, and David Bakhtiari. And I would argue of the three – the one that you probably were criticizing the most in real time when it happened was Devontae.
Devontae. And really the only one you could say, did we do the right thing? And by the way, we did, was Devontae. And that one is still a W for Gutenader.
Because of what he's done with the picks he's had and the guys he's brought in. Yes.
Yeah, I think most Packer fans don't want to think about this because they could have had that. And would let that season that was 8-9 been that much worse with Jordan Love learning the ropes and then he's another year ahead of schedule? The answer is probably no. I think they probably end up about the same, if not even better. And that's crazy to say now because I know I was not in that camp 2 years ago. I can assure you of that.
Right. Full disclosure, yep. It is funny that we've gone from calling him Gutenkraus when Rodgers was ripping him all the time to the Gutenader. It's been a shift, that's for sure, for Brian Gutekunst and his green and gold
cape. I mean, they legitimately, Green Bay could have had the pick, Denver's first-round pick yet this year. They would have gotten three firsts, more than likely. One of them would have been
David
the last
Putney.
One would have been this year. It would have been it would have been a draft day type
Correct.
Deal. That's how desperate
right.
Denver was
yes.
that they gave that much up for Russ, who, no offense to Russ, he ain't in Rodgers' league when it comes to quarterback play.
Bo Callahan.
Nobody came to his birthday party. All right. That was a fun trip down memory lane. I do think it's instructive, and I do think it's interesting. It's a what-if that, again, you and I both were not in favor of trading him at that time.
It was the lost year, and I don't think any of us fully understood the amount of vitriol that after Rodgers signed the deal I thought had gone. I think that amount of angst that was still amongst everybody up there, I don't think we fully took that into play. And that was a big part, and then Rodgers not showing up, and all the stuff that we went into nauseam details about. That was never as highlighted as it maybe should have been to lead us to that 8-9 loss season, and then the loss of the Denver Hall that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think about now.
All right, we'll talk more about the current day and how the draft will unfold. The first round tomorrow, second and third rounds on Friday.
Hey, Jason,
rounds
if
four
the Jets,
seven on
I don't think any of us think this is going to happen. But if the Jets win a championship in the next 2 years, do you still look at this as a home run for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah,
even
but
if A-Rod leads the Jets to a championship.
Yes, but it's also a home run for the Packers if they're a Super Bowl contender that whole time, right? Like, maybe it takes a little bit of shine off of it.
What if they go the whole time and don't win, and Aaron Rodgers somehow pulls his team in the next 2 to 3 years to a championship, and Jordan Love does not? Can we look back at this and say, on April 24th at 10:24, Tausch and Wilde were being idiots and saying it was a knockout home run for the Gutenader?
Maybe, but I'm not an analytics guy. The odds of a guy who's already celebrated his 40th birthday...
You're a big J guy. Big J guy.
A big journalism, big prediction guy. The odds of Aaron Rodgers after a major injury at age 40 with a dysfunctional organization winning a Super Bowl for the Jets in the next 2 to 3 years are much smaller, I would think. Again, I'm not a mathematician. But if you were asking someone who has the better mathematical chance of winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, Green Bay Packers, the New York Jets... Is any mathematician saying that the Jets have better odds? It would be a hell of a story. There's no doubt about that. All right. I do want to get back to NBA talk because we've got an NBA analyst here. So maybe I'll start by telling you this. I saw Brandon Jennings was at last night's game. Didn't help much, but I saw he was hanging out before the game. He did an interview with our team over at WTMJ 620. And if you want to hear more about his history with the Bucks, well, then you got to tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep in this episode into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by the aforementioned former Bucs star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucs and Six, how it became the rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and the Bucs fans alike. Find Behind the Bucs on Bucs.com/plus, the Bucs app, and whatever wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucs, presented by Gallagher. We'll get back to the NFL draft next. It's Wilde and Tausch.